Sugar Ray Robinson, Dancing for Dimes. Sugar Ray Robinson was the greatest pound-for-pound boxer who ever lived. A dazzling, once-in-a-lifetime fighter, Ray possessed the greatest combination of power, grace, and balance ever seen in the ring. Moving like a ballet dancer, to a tune that only he could hear, Ray had devastating power in both hands and knocked men out cold. He hit like a wrecking ball, and there was no escaping him in the ring. Muhammad Ali said, "That man was beautiful. Timing, speed, reflexes, rhythm, his body, everything was beautiful. He was the king, the master, my idol, and to me still, I would say pound for pound, I'd say I'm the greatest heavyweight of all time, but pound for pound, I still say Ray was the greatest of all time." Close friend Joe Louis said of Ray, "I saw him at his best. He was the best fighter that ever stepped into the ring." Ray was born Walker Smith Jr. on May 3, 1921, in the Black Bottom section of Detroit, to Walker and Leela Smith. In 1932, his mother divorced his father and moved to Harlem with young Walker and his two sisters. Leela found work as a seamstress, but money was always tight. Needing to help his family and not caring much for school, Walker Jr. often cut class and took the train to Times Square, where he tap danced for change thrown at his feet by theatergoers. When not dancing, young Walker would show up at George Gainford's Harlem gym, pestering Gainford to train him. Gainford recalls, "I told Smitty he was too young to fight. Besides, he said his mom would kill him if he got mixed up with the fight game. So I chased him away from the gym, back to delivering groceries and dancing for dimes. But he turned up again. I took him into my home, taught him a few tricks, and let him stay around when I took my team around the clubs. I smacked him down more than once. Smitty deserved his breaks, though. In those days, he had nothing." Ray's amateur boxing debut in 1936 was for the Salem Crescent Athletic Club. One of the club's fighters had quit the team, and Gainford needed a replacement. Being 15 years old, Ray was underage and wouldn't be permitted to fight, so Gainford pulled another fighter's AAU card from his pocket, gave it to young Walker, and said, "That's you." He got the name Sugar after a reporter exclaimed that Ray was as sweet as sugar. Thus, Walker Smith Jr. became Sugar Ray Robinson. As an amateur, Ray went undefeated in 85 fights, winning the 1939 New York State Golden Gloves title as a featherweight and the 1940 title as a lightweight. On September 19, 1940, Ray filed an application with the New York State Athletic Commission for a professional boxer's license. He listed his previous occupation as tap dancer. As a pro, Ray won his first 40 fights before losing to Jake LaMotta on February 26, 1943. Just 3 weeks later, Ray avenged that loss by taking a 10-round decision from Jake. The two fought a total of 6 times, with their last fight being televised to 30 million people, 1/5 the population of the United States. LaMotta said, "I fought Sugar Ray so many times, I'm surprised that I'm not diabetic." Later in 1943, Ray received a call from Henry Armstrong, who was toward the end of his fabled career in financial straits and asking for a fight. At first, Ray refused, saying, "I could never fight you, Henry. You were my boyhood idol." Ray eventually gave in because, as much as I didn't want to fight Henry, if I didn't, I'd be costing him money. I had to fight him for his good. The fight was considered by many at ringside to be one of Ray's most artful performances as he handled his aging but still dangerous opponent without humiliating him. Columnist Jim Murray said, "He was beautiful at what he did. He elevated the art. He brought grace, rhythm, style, even science to a cruel craft. It wasn't a fight. It wasn't a fight, it was a ballet. If Nureyev were a fighter, he would do it this way. Ray always entered the ring like a movie star, every hair in place, his trunks and robe neatly pressed, smiling for all the world to see. Beneath that smile and dandy appearance, however, Ray was relentless, ferocious, and unforgiving. He knocked out 84 of the first 131 men he faced, accumulating a remarkable record of 128 wins, 1 loss, and 2 draws. Ray was the first boxer to have an entourage, and when he and Mrs. Robinson sailed to Europe, they brought along over 50 pieces of luggage, his pink Cadillac, his manager, trainer, singing coach, drama teacher, barber, masseur, golf pro, driver, and secretary. A French magazine called him Paris's number one celebrity. As tough a businessman as he was a boxer, Ray always represented himself, whether negotiating a fight purse or buying a building. At one time, he owned an entire block in Harlem, housing the Golden Gloves Barbershop, Sugar Ray's Quality Cleaners, Ray Robinson Enterprises, Edna May's Lingerie Shop, and his nightclub, Sugar Ray's. Frank Sinatra, Jackie Gleason, Elizabeth Taylor, Joe DiMaggio, Lena Horne, Langston Hughes, Jackie Robinson, and Miles Davis, whom he trained, all flocked to Sugar Ray's. Ray was as glamorous and dapper as they were and possessed the same aura and charisma that Ali and Elvis had. Cruising Harlem in his pink Cadillac, wearing custom-made suits, his hair always perfect, Ray drew an adoring crowd wherever he went. Ray's 25-year boxing career lasted until a 10-round decision loss to Joey Archer on November 10, 1965. Ray said, "You always say, I'll quit when I start to slide, and then one day you wake up and realize you've done slid. I wanted to quit on top, but you can't choose your endings." Ray's professional record was 173 wins, 19 losses, 6 draws, and 2 no contests. He had been the welterweight champion of the world, a 5-time middleweight champion, and an international celebrity. It seems that Ray's life had gone full circle from the time he listed his previous occupation as tap dancer to Ray's second act as a dancer, singer, and actor. He appeared on television dancing with Dean Martin, joking with Jackie Gleason, and guest starring on Mission Impossible, Fantasy Island, and The Mod Squad. Close friend Frank Sinatra promoted Ray's acting career by giving him a part in the movie The Detective, and Ray also toured with the Count Basie Orchestra. Unfortunately, the reviews were mostly mediocre, opportunities disappeared, and his career sputtered and faded to nothing. With the Robinsons nearly broke, Ray and Millie moved to Los Angeles, where Millie took a job as a receptionist. Their flamboyant lifestyle gone, and the pink Cadillac replaced by a red Pinto, Ray said, "I knew Millie loved me because there wasn't anything else for her to love. Only me was left." Ray was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in 1984. Sugar Ray Robinson, the greatest pound-for-pound boxer, sadly, did not know who he was or what he had accomplished. Hall of Fame trainer Emanuel Stewart, reflecting on Ray's career, said, "The top 3 fighters of all time are Sugar Ray Robinson, Sugar Ray Robinson, and Sugar Ray Robinson. Rest in peace, Ray."